Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Selva, and these are Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. There are seven new playoff teams in 2020. Chicago, Cleveland, Indianapolis, the LA Rams, Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, and Washington. The Giants could have joined that list and made the playoffs if the Eagles defeated Washington Sunday, opening the door for New York to take home the NFC East by virtue of its Week 17 win over Dallas. Instead, backup quarterback Nate Sudfeld replacing a healthy, semi-competitive Jalen Hurts in the second half, and Giants head coach Joe Judge still isn't happy about the outcome, even if he initially tried to be diplomatic about the whole thing.
To disrespect the effort that everyone put forward to make this season a success for the National Football League, to disrespect the game by going out there and not competing for 60 minutes and doing everything you can to help those players win, we will never do that as long as I'm the head coach of the New York Giants.
Yeah, sorry, Coach. Washington, Pittsburgh, the only two teams who won division titles in 2020 after missing the playoffs last season. And Ron Rivera, the football team's head coach, not about to apologize for getting into the postseason.
You play who's out there. I'm not going to apologize for winning. Apparently, that's what everybody wants me to do, is apologize for winning. I'm not going to, because you play the game as it's set up, okay? Nobody complained when Pittsburgh did what they did last night against Cleveland. I mean, come on, this is just the way it is, okay? We got in the playoffs. We're 7-9, okay? I've been 7-8-1 in the playoffs. I was on an 8-8 team that was in the playoffs. And you don't apologize for getting into the playoffs. Nobody cared 2 weeks ago when we didn't have some of our best players. Nobody cared last week when we didn't have them. So why should we be concerned if a coach decides to do something he thinks is best for his team?
The Browns with a tough break. They'll be without defensive end Olivier Vernon for their long-awaited playoff run. Cleveland head coach Kevin Stefanski revealing that Vernon tore his Achilles on Sunday, and the veteran will have surgery. Vernon suffering the injury in the fourth quarter of Sunday's 24-22 win over the Steelers, which clinched a wild card berth for the Browns and propelled the franchise into the playoffs for the first time since 2002. In 13 games this season, Vernon tallying 9 sacks for the Browns, ranking second on the team to Myles Garrett's 12. Meanwhile, in Denver, John Elway will turn over the Broncos' day-to-day operations to a full-time general manager in 2021. The longtime general manager and president of football operations announced yesterday he would hire a GM with full authority to oversee the personnel and football department. Both the GM and head coach Vic Fangio will report to Elway. Now, the Broncos, not the only ones with a job opening. Early Monday, the Chargers firing head coach Anthony Lynn after 4 seasons leading the team. And in Jacksonville, Doug Marrone let go as Jags head coach. There are now 6 openings for head coaching positions around the league, and Panthers offensive coordinator Joe Brady has received interview requests from half of them. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, the Falcons, Texans, and Chargers have interest in Brady despite having only 3 NFL seasons worth of experience. Just 31, Brady was an offensive assistant with the Saints in 2017-18 before garnering attention in 2019 as a passing game coordinator for an undefeated LSU team, which won the national championship. The Falcons tweeting out last night that they have completed a virtual interview with Robert Saleh for the head coaching position. The 41-year-old just completing his 4th season as 49ers defensive coordinator and has 16 seasons of NFL coaching experience. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero is reporting the Chargers have requested an interview with Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll for their head coaching job. That's per a source. He won 5 Super Bowls as Patriots assistant coach and has 20 seasons of NFL coaching experience. And make sure to catch Good Morning Football as Kyle Brandt hands out the final Angry Run Scepter of the regular season, with Colts running back Jonathan Taylor finally angry enough to take the title. He was pretty angry this past week, and you gotta give it to him, KB. Come on. Nate Burleson, meanwhile, has the weekend's best catches and tough draft swag. And the gang handing out their regular season awards. That's all going down this morning from 7 to 10 Eastern. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.